This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. A long-running dispute over California's crowded prisons has taken a dramatic turn. Yesterday, a panel of federal judges ruled that thousands of inmates must be released. Several deaths and suicides among the prison population have been blamed on substandard conditions. The state says putting thousands of convicted criminals onto the streets is not the answer. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
California has 33 prisons housing nearly 160,000 inmates. That's about double their capacity. In some facilities, inmates are triple bunked in gymnasiums, leading to a heightened risk of infectious disease, not only for prisoners, but also guards. In recent years, poor medical and mental health care led to many inmate deaths, occurring on an average of about one a week. Years ago, two federal judges found conditions in California prisons to be unconstitutional. Then yesterday, a three-judge panel said the only possible relief is for California to drastically reduce its prison population. Many of the problems have centered around mentally ill prisoners. Michael Bean is an attorney who's argued on their behalf.
It is a comprehensive victory for the position that we advocated, that overcrowding must be addressed. It must be addressed now in order to remedy the ongoing horrific constitutional violations in the health care delivery system in the California prisons.
In a 10-page ruling, the judges said the state's prisons should be reduced by nearly 60,000 inmates, and that goal could be met gradually over 2 or 3 years. State officials immediately balked, announcing that they will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court if the ruling becomes final. Seth Unger is a spokesman for the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. He says the judge's ruling amounts to emptying 7 to 10 prisons.
So we believe that would be very difficult to do without compromising public safety. Over 50% of the inmates that are in our prisons are convicted of crimes against persons. These are things like murder, manslaughter, assault, kidnapping, sex offenses, serious crimes. And so a release order of that magnitude would certainly have to include some of those classes of inmates.
Nobody is talking about letting go violent and dangerous offenders.
Barry Crisberg is a president of the National Council on Crime and Delinquency and a longtime prison reform advocate.
We're talking about low-level offenders, property offenders, drug offenders, moving them out a little bit earlier than they would be released anyway. Somebody who would have got out in June now gets out in March.
Crisberg says other ways to cut the prison population is to limit new admissions and bolster parole programs so that fewer newly released inmates get caught in the revolving door back to prison. And the judges said such reforms could save the state $1 billion that could be redirected to incarcerating low-risk prisoners in smaller local facilities. The judge's ruling directs California officials to sit down and negotiate with prison reformers as well as a politically powerful guards union, which has sided with the prisoners in a call for better conditions and less overcrowding. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Attorney General Jerry Brown concede the state's prisons may need an overhaul, but they say federal judges are overstepping their authority in trying to order the changes. That sets the stage for a long-running court battle to get even longer. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.